Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Saturday, April 2nd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, You Were Born a Victor. Our text is taken from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Pastor Chris says, we read Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11 in our previous study, and noted that it referred to the tribulation saints during the Great Tribulation period. It's been written concerning them that they overcame through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The word translated testimony is martyria in Greek, and it means report, testimony, record, witness. In our dispensation, we are not trying or hoping to overcome Satan, demons, and the Antichrist spirits. No, it's recorded concerning us that we've overcome them simply because of who we are, where we are, and the one who lives within us. We are of God. That means we're born of Him. We hail from Him, and therefore one with Him. Secondly, we're in Christ, seated with Him in the realm of great glory, dominion, and authority. Christ, the greater one, lives in us. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. No wonder Jesus said, cheer up, I've overcome the world. The one who already overcame them is inside you, and you're one with Him. As He is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah! The events in the world today indicate that these are trying times. Many are disturbed, distraught, and perplexed about their health, finances, jobs, and businesses. But you've been called to live above and dominate this world. Let that be your constant contemplation and confession. Ever so often, you say, I'm born of God, I've overcome the world, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Refuse to allow circumstances get you to think otherwise. You're a victor in Christ Jesus. You were born that way. You've overcome the world and its systems, its failures, falsehoods, deceptions, corruption, and corrupting influences. Glory to God. Please take this confession with me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Christ in me is my victory over the world. It therefore doesn't matter the extent of the darkness or hardship in the world today. There are opportunities for me to manifest the glory and righteousness of God. I live victoriously and triumphantly above sickness, disease, inflation, and terror, as I walk in God's word. Hallelujah! For further study, please read 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you've overcome the world and its systems, its failures, falsehood, deceptions, corruption, and corrupting influences. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarichel.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarichel.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.